brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Stan Monteith coming up after the break. National Iranian Television, their English service, international. Press TV has been going on there in T-minus 3 hours. So, Aaron Dykes, first to go, last to know, Aaron. You're going to be sitting in with my guest in the fourth hour today. Hey, Aaron Dykes, come on in here. He doesn't even hear me. He has headphones on. Now he's coming. Aaron will hear after you heard. Hey, are you game to host the show the last 30 minutes today? Sure. He'll do a great job. Just relax. It's no big deal. Because I've got Richard C. Cook, that historian and economist, on for an hour. And Press TV is putting me live on international Iranian television at 3:07. And so I need you to come in here and do this for us. And they now are telling me they want me to be... I've really got to gauge this and think about this, because I can easily be cast as a Tokyo Rose or something doing this. But you see, the people that run our government, they're the ones that are anti-American. They're the ones overthrowing our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our way of life, our republic, our Constitution, everything else. So they have to be resisted. I want our country back. And that's what I said on Russian TV. That's what I'm going to say on Iranian TV. And explain that. We basically have hijackers in this country, and we need to have those hijackers removed. And I'm doing the world and the American people a favor going on shows like this, because we don't want a war that will jack up the prices of oil and everything else, just to say the least. So we will be doing that today. That should be interesting. They say they want me on there routinely. I don't know. I'm going to do it this once, and I'm going to think about it, because the public is just too stupid to... By stupid, too uninformed, too not nuanced enough to even understand that. But see, the thing about Press TV is it's on a bunch of cable systems worldwide. It's the Iranian propaganda channel. It's not even for the Iranians. And that's why it's so effective to go on there, because in the U.S. it's on a lot of cable systems, British TV, German, Dutch, Japanese. I mean, it's worldwide. And so by going on there, I can put out an anti-New World Order message and a message of solidarity, and let them know the American people do not want to attack them. And I'll ask the Iranians to please just... I'm going to say on Iranian TV that they should allow Israel and the U.S. to just go ahead and attack them. Imagine if they didn't fight back. That would truly discredit the New World Order, the people that have hijacked the United States and that will launch that attack. If they just... The problem is the globalists that have hijacked our country will probably just stage terror attacks and say Iran did it. Oh, God, there's no way to win with these people. They've got every angle covered. The only way to win is for the cattle to stop being cattle and to see how they're being played and manipulated. I mean, we know what we're talking about on this show, folks. On this radio program, we broke down the fact that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would be going under years ago. I mean, I was talking about that. I had guests on about that 8-9 years ago, before 9/11. Because it was designed to be a Ponzi scheme. We had people on, like Catherine Austin Fitz, who was one of the top people in the Clinton administration in HUD, saying that was the plan. I want to get her back on, by the way. I mean, we really know what we're talking about. This isn't our opinion, you know, and everybody's got one. We know what's going on in the world. We know who the power players are. By the way, it's not hard to know. They state in real government documents and think tank documents what's really happening. They just tell the public a fantasy land. George Bush runs something. John McCain, he'll save us. Barack Obama will save us. Total theater. We'll be right back with Dr. Stan Monteith.
Lead from solder and copper pipes. Mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had him on last week for about 50 minutes, but that was not enough time to go over all the evidence. He has been fighting the New World Order for many decades. He is a surgeon, a medical doctor. He is an icon in the movement for liberty and freedom. He's also a Christian. And he's a syndicated radio talk show host both on AM and FM stations in some of the biggest cities in the United States and global shortwave. And he's a talk show host right here on the GCN Radio Network. So we're very honored to have him with us for the next hour and a half or so. And I'm really going to try to control myself and not back him up. See, it sounds like I'm showing off when he says something and then I interrupt and throw out 5 or 6 facts backing him up. It's that I want people listening. I want to second him. You're like, amen, brother. I want to back up what he's saying. I want to add evidence. But I'm getting better, non-perfect, at letting folks just run themselves. But from time to time, I will stop him and add points or take him in different directions. But I want to get into the mindset of the New World Order. I want to get into what we know of as eugenics. From my findings, it's now the overarching directive of everything in society. It's where social workers came from. It's how the society is run. The UN's biological diversity assessments say they want to kill 80% of us. I want to get into the population reduction because that's the end game in all of this. Pun intended, my film Endgame. And then I want him to be able to really get into, he was mentioning congressional hearings and government studies, and we kind of sped over that about they don't just put fluoride in the water, they put heavy metals. They put it on our lawns. They, with yard fertilizer, all of it. And they know what it's doing, and we have government documents where they wanted to put it in the water to dumb us down. We know that they're mass medicating, the New Freedom Initiative, this taking control of the human development, dumbing us down, this playing God. And so that's what I want Dr. Monteith, because he's an expert on so many fields, but particularly this one and soft kill weapons like HIV and government programs. And he's one of the guys going back 20 plus years ago who really exposed that AIDS was a government operation. He has the declassified government documents. He has the proof. And we'll talk about that and a host of other issues, Crohn's disease tied in with the vaccines, all of it. And he is a medical doctor. So, Dr. Stan Monteith, thank you so much for coming on with us.
It's always a pleasure, and I don't mind when you interrupt.
No, I know, but
I
want you to be able to go over your evidence and documentation. I know, but I'm just explaining why I jump in, because everything you're saying is so true, and then there's a whole depth of knowledge on each little point you get to, which I know you have the knowledge, others have it, but I don't think their listeners realize we're not joking. This is a fact. So, Dr. Monteith, wherever you want to start, you've heard some of the basic issues I want to talk about.
Well, if we're going to get into population control, which I think is the common denominator behind so much of what's going on today, and there are all other explanations that are given. Oh, they are selling vaccines because they want to make money, and that's true. But there is a small component working within organized medicine, working within the CDC, working within the FDA, who are dedicated to population control, and they know the deadly influence of the vaccines and the thimerosal in the vaccines, for instance, we're giving to children in third world countries. Isn't it interesting that we took the vaccine out of the childhood vaccines, took the thimerosal or mercury out of the childhood vaccines we give here in the United States, but we left the thimerosal in the vaccines we're giving to the little black and brown children in third world nations. Of course, we give it to them free because we want to help them. We want to prevent them from dying of these childhood diseases. The problem is that the thimerosal influences fertility. And in animal studies, it shows it will influence fertility not only in this generation, but in subsequent generations. And we have a wonderful interview with Dr. David Ayoub, who's researched this. We have a DVD, but we also get a free CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages showing that the government knows there is toxicity in the mercury that they're putting in the childhood vaccines given in third world countries and how it impacts on fertility.
Now, doctor, isn't mercury one of the first really studied heavy metals, and they knew all this over 100 years ago?
Of course it is. In fact, when I first went into medicine, we used to, paint the skin with methylator mercurochrome. It was an orange-colored substance. And then one day, we couldn't buy it anymore. Of course, I didn't know why we couldn't buy it. I was in practice, didn't have time to read all the literature. But the Federal Drug Administration determined that the methylator mercurochrome you put on the skin could be absorbed into the body and was toxic. So it was too toxic to paint on the skin, but it was perfectly all right to inject into our children, and we're still, of course, injecting it into the children in third world countries. But, of course, the great game that they play here in the United States is they tell parents, why, we've removed the thimerosal, we've removed the mercury from childhood vaccines. But what they don't mention is that is from the childhood vaccines given for childhood diseases, but they left it in the vaccines that are given to children. Their play on words. And of course, it's immediately when they outlawed it in childhood vaccines, they introduced it in the influenza vaccine, and they mandated that this be given to pregnant women in the first trimester of pregnancy when it would do the maximum amount of damage. And they sold the obstetricians on that, and then they mandated it be given to children at 6 months of age and 1 month of age, and up to the time that they're 5 years of age, with a full dose of mercury in it, and they knew what they were doing, and I believe that they did this because they knew that the incidence of autism would start to fall in this country when they took mercury. mercury out of the childhood vaccines. So they introduced it to other vaccines they give it to children, and the parents don't know and the doctors don't know. And they're destroying the lives and minds of our children.
Well, doctor, that's so a perfect example, a perfect example of compartmentalization. I've been at the hospital, you know, having children, my wife having children. I've talked to countless others, and they'll say, I'm not taking that shot, it's got mercury. And they'll say, that was taken out. And then they'll demand the nurse or doctor bring the little insert over, and it says thimerosal, and the nurse or doctor will say, I'll be. So, I mean, the doctors themselves and the nurses, they're not infallible.
And they just don't know. Alex, you know, I practiced medicine for, you know, 40 years. And I know you don't have time to read the labels, the inserts. You don't have time to read the medical journals where so much of this is covered. But the information is there. And we're going to have to educate the people so they can educate the doctors. And they can realize that they can't believe their leaders. They can't believe the public health service. They can't believe the CDC because there are people there who have a different agenda. Some of them are bought off by the vaccine manufacturers, I'm sure.
But most of them are just compartmentalized.
Right. And this is the problem we face. And we are under attack from so many points of view. In fact, just recently here in the Monterey Bay area, in the San Francisco Bay area close to where I live, the public health service has now said that the major source of mercury in the San Francisco Bay that's getting into the fish there is coming from the dental offices where they're taking out cavities, where they're either putting in fillings, they're putting in fillings or they're taking out fillings, and they're going to demand that all of dentists there actually have a special filter to take the mercury out of the water before it's dumped into the bay. And the dentists are up in arms saying, why, you know, there's no harm at all from fillings. And, of course, there's harm from fillings. It's all most of the countries in the rest of the world, in Sweden, for instance, the government, which provides free dental care, will not pay for a mercury filling because they know how toxic they are. And almost half the dentists in the United States quit using mercury in the fillings because they know, but they can't come forward and tell the American people that they've been poisoning us. And when they put that filling in, it is not inert. It actually, every time you chew or every time you actually drink something hot, it'll vent the mercury. These studies have been done in animals. That mercury tag mercury goes right into the brain. And what we're doing is poisoning the American people. And they've been doing it for 60 years. 100 years ago, American dentists would not use mercury in their fillings. And they organized the American Dental Association so that the doctors who were committing this terrible crime against the public would have an organization. And then eventually, of course, they simply got into the dental schools. They convinced everybody that the mercury fillings were perfectly safe, and they're not. And you can go up, certainly, onto the Internet and just Google in things like toxic teeth, or you can contact us. We've got videos that will show you. If they take a tooth out that has a filling in it, and they heat that tooth up to the point you would have it, you know, if somebody was drinking coffee, and you could actually see the mercury films venting off of that.
Now, Dr. Monteith,
all my mercury fillings out, and everybody should have their fillings out, but they shouldn't go to a regular dentist because most of the dentists don't understand it. I've talked to people who've been permanently damaged from getting their mercury fillings out because they got mercury toxicity.
Yeah, that's when you really get it, is when they take it out, because then a large amount of it vents. We've got a break. When we come back, let's continue walking through these different areas. But studying the history of eugenics, by the 1850s, they took over the burgeoning health service. They founded the social workers. And as you said, they put key people in positions of power everywhere to carry this out. Then they produce false literature and propaganda to sell the doctors and the dentists and the scientists below them that everything is fine and dandy. So that's the important thing to mention here. But when you read eugenicist documents, not just the positive and negative side of eugenics, to use their terms, but the hidden side of eugenics, they say that they are going to alter the DNA, alter the genetics, basically sterilize the suboid mass down to a, quote, new species. And now we find the mercury and other chemicals are indeed doing that, as you said, damaging the DNA, damaging fertility, generation by generation.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Later, I'm going to get into why Keith Huberman was fired. Fired from the political coverage. They played this disgusting tribute going, Iran attacked us on 9/11. Showing Iranian flags. They hit us. They think they're going to win the war, but we are. Basically a big sell for World War III. And Huberman just came back and said, if any other party or anybody else used that propaganda that way, they would be in big trouble. and he said, I want to distance myself from that. There's no doubt he's a 9/11 truther. In fact, I've talked to people close to his staff. But I'm just going to leave it at that. That's coming up later. Dr. Monteith continuing. I want to get into AIDS. I want to get into sodium fluoride. You went over the fact that it's come out that there's five times the mercury and lead and things in blacks and inner cities. They put it in the water supply. That's even come out and been admitted. I mean, people don't realize the magnitude, but should we first get into the UN's agenda, the stated documents about, well, I've got a UN biological diversity assessment where they talk about how they need to use human sacrifice to keep our numbers down. Folks, you can't make this type of stuff up. I mean, I know it sounds crazy. It is crazy. I mean, who could make up Dr. Pianca at UT saying kill 90% of the people and getting standing ovations, and then he's on the UT website dressed in druid robes saying, you know, I love Lucifer. I mean, you can't make this up. Go ahead.
Well, the whole story is just so incredible. Where should we start? Would you like to start with fluoride? Because water fluoridation is one of the most diabolical things that they've ever come up with.
Yeah, let's spend a lot of time on that, then get into source documents, information quotes about the population reduction. They're open statements, not just where they're doing it, but they're open statements. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, one of the favorite ones was Dr. Sam Keen. And then there was a conference, a Gorbachev State of the World Conference in 1995 held up at the Santa Clara area, and that Sam Keen got up and talked about that. Well, here's what he said. We have the exact quotation because they were good enough to actually record it, and my friend Barrett Shows has the tapes. We must speak far more clearly about sexuality, contraception, about abortion, about values that control the population, because the ecological crisis, in short, is the population crisis. Cut the population by 90%, and there aren't enough people left to do a great deal of ecological damage. And, of course, his remarks were met with applause from the audience. I mean, it's incredible there are people who feel this way. Dr. Sam Keeney subsequently died, and, of course, it corroborates exactly what your professor there from the University of Texas said. There really are people who want to eliminate most of the world's population. I know you used the quotation from Jacques Cousteau about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. And we actually have copies of the UNESCO Courier in 1991 where that quote comes from. We make that available to anybody who wants to contact us. People have to actually get this material and hold it in their hands to realize what we're really up against. Well, let's get on into water fluoridation, because it's certainly one of the most diabolical things ever conceived.
Sure, and Doctor, you're very soft-spoken. Speak up a bit for us, but go ahead.
Oh, all right. I was talking about water fluoridation, because water fluoridation is one of the most diabolical things they ever come up with. And the idea that if you look at the statistics, that this actually helps children's teeth is a frank lie. In fact, after 50 years, and this was basically introduced back about 1950, after almost 50 years, the American Dental Association came out and admitted that there really wasn't an awful lot of difference between communities where the children had, you know, water fluoridation and where they didn't have water
fluoridation. Stop right there. We're about to break. We're going to have time to get into that, but I want to stop you. My dad is a dentist. He wasn't convinced of this a decade ago. He actually looked at it and was shocked. Just like the head dentist in Canada who got the country to fluoridate now admits that he didn't know that it was fluoride with toxic waste mixed in. But there was one difference. It actually was worse for the teeth in the federal studies, which you're about to cover. I just want to back you up, because it gives them dental fluorosis and causes the teeth to be brittle. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly what it's all about. And actually, we have a syllabus. It's called the Hidden Agenda, where we actually show you the government studies on this. And the CDC, you know, has actually come out and said that ingestion of the fluoride, fluoridated water, doesn't do any good. But the fluoride acts locally. And, of course, what it does, it kills the bacteria.
Stay there, doctor. We'll be back. Long segment coming up. We'll detail it all.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Living on the road, my friend.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. You sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy.
Monday through Friday. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
For all the honest world feel.
We're here.
Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico.
Yeah, we all meet our match.
Nobody heard his dying word.
The wise man knows that.
Oh, that's the way.
We're going to go back to Dr. Stan Monteith here in just a moment.
All the better,
as we reach this halfway point in the worldwide broadcast today.
They only let him slip away.
I want to remind you that I have put out two new 9/11 films. I produced both of them, directed Truth Rising.
Lefty, he can
Jason Burmes' directorial debut is Fabled Enemies. Gets into how the different Western intelligence agencies carried out the attacks, Pakistani intelligence, Israeli, British, U.S. together. They're all equally as guilty. Fools think that if you cover everyone's involvement, just covering the facts, that if five guys rob a bank, it's the same as if one guy robs it. All equally as guilty. It's an amazing film, very, very important. Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising. Just go read the descriptions at Infowars.com. Order the DVD via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free to get a copy of Endgame, Terror Storm Director's Cut, Loose Change Final Cut, my Police State Trilogy, My Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Order of Death DVD Combo, two films on one DVD. You can get my films as low as $5.95 a piece. I just want to move them out the door. Check out the specials. Our goal is simply to educate people and wake them up, because we have no future if we don't turn things around and face the full horror. And that's one thing the New World Order has going for it, is the sheer scientifically coordinated magnitude and the dedication of the enemy. And the fact that it's so horrible, the average person comes into contact with something, as J. Edgar Hoover said, a conspiracy so monstrous that they just can't comprehend it. What Dr. Monteith is telling you is not his opinion. In fact, he's very, the word isn't neurotic, but I'm pretty neurotic about documenting. He's even more stringent. In fact, when I'm on his show, he does the same thing I do. He'll go, let me just stop you and read that document. And I don't know how he ever has it all at his fingertips. But the bottom line is, you need to get our books, get our videos, get our films, get them at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Burn copies of the films to disc at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's having an effect. That's turning the tide. We're not going to win this thing, A, if we don't ask God for guidance, but B, the other half of the equation is trust in God, but tie up your camel, the old Bedouin saying. It is up to you to take action. And we are having an effect. People are awakening like never before. Dr. Monteith, I want to get into fluoride in detail now, but first, A, have you ever seen such an awakening happening so fast? Comment on the fact that it's so monstrous, the average person has trouble getting their mind around it. Go ahead.
Well, I've been at this for 46 years now, and I'm more encouraged than I've ever been before, because there really is an awakening. And then, of course, as the economy contracts, as they expand the police state powers here in the United States, as we get into a war over the Middle East, and I don't know when it's going to come, but there's no question at all. They were planning on getting into a war with the Muslim world, because we've been actually sending the technology to Pakistan so they could develop their nuclear weapons and give it to their Muslim allies, and we're looking at a nuclear war. When these things begin to come to pass, people are going to say, how did it happen? And they're going to listen, remember what they heard you say and what they heard the other people in alternative media say, and they're going to begin to realize the true nature of the evil that has seized control of our government. So don't despair out there in the listening audience. Be encouraged. Things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. But when things get worse, people are going to begin asking why. And I hope Alex is going to be there to give you the answers.
Well, I forget who said it, but adversity, I think it was a Roman philosopher. Was it Cicero? Adversity and tribulation makes men. Plenty makes monsters. And that's just a fact.
I have no question at all. I think it's absolutely true. Affluence is the great curse of this nation. We have it so good, we don't think we could ever have it bad. And only when things get bad are people going to begin to look for the cause.
Absolutely. Okay. Getting into fluoride, continue.
Well, fluoride basically was sold to the American people because it's going to help children from getting cavities in their teeth, and who could be in favor of that? And they sold this lie to the dentist. They sold this to the American people. They've sold it to communities across the country. Right now, about 68% of our communities are fluoridated, and 95% of the communities that fluoridate their water don't simply put in sodium fluoride. They had hydrofluosilicic acid, which contains fluoride and lead and arsenic and polonium-220. Why would you put that into the water? It is so, well, the reason is, of course, it's so toxic You can't put it into the rivers. It would be illegal. You can't dump it in the ocean. So what they're doing is they're putting it in our drinking water.
Now, this is I want to stop you. I want to stop you. The magnitude. For those that don't believe me, there's cops laughing right now. They think it's because their minds have got rot holes in it. There's yuppies laughing. Ha, ha, ha. You know, this guy isn't a medical doctor. Yes, he is. This isn't true. I've had former EPA head poison, you know, experts, doctors on, you know, top, you know, on saying, yes, it's true. They, even though they worked there, they never believed it till they looked. They would put someone in prison for putting this in the same amount in a river, but the government does it in the drinking supplies. Tell them the names again so they can write them down. Your lives depend on this. Take the smile off your face. Write it down. Check it out. Go ahead.
Well, it's called hydrofluosilicic acid, and it has fluoride, about 50% fluoride. It has lead, arsenic, and polonium-220 in it. And for those who really want to get the information, you go to the website of the doctors who work for the EPA, the scientists, the engineers who work for the EPA. They have a website. It's NTEU280.org. That's National Transportation Employees Union, NTEU280.org. Go to their website. They're trying to get the information out that the government is poisoning the American people.
That's right. Let me stop you again. We always hear that if it was true that the government did this or that, people blow the whistle. You couldn't hide it. The majority of EPA scientists and doctors have been screaming bloody murder for decades, but the directive from the top says no. So their own union, we've had the head on here, who's a toxicologist, this is all a fact. You don't think they're not freaked out? They got children, too. Go ahead, doctor.
Well, it's NTEU280.org. Go to that website. And then, of course, there's fluoridealert.org. That's fluoridealert.org, put up by a professor of chemistry, Paul Connett, we've had on many times. And all you need to do is read the scientific studies. They're readily available. We have them in a syllabus we put out called The Hidden Agenda from the journal Fluoride. They gave us permission just to go ahead and print their abstracts. And we wonder why so many men have erectile dysfunction. Why? Because, of course, the fluoride in the water decreases the testosterone levels, and it decreases the sperm count, and it makes women have difficulty getting pregnant, and the pregnancy rates are down considerably in areas where
and when the female hormones go down, then they're not sexually energized, then the man and the woman, the marriages fail. I mean, we're supposed to be filled with energy, folks, not just zombieing around.
And the information is there. I mean, certainly if we give you all the abstracts from the journal Fluoride in our syllabus called Hidden Agenda, people must understand they're poisoning us. So let's start at the very beginning. Of water fluoridation decreases fertility by attacking the woman's hormonal status, by lowering the testosterone in the man, by actually lowering the sperm count in men. They know these things. These are scientifically determined from the journal Fluoride, and, of course, all the references are in my syllabus. And then, of course, it lowers intelligence. It lowers intelligence somewhere between 5 and 10 degrees on the IQ. And, of course, if you've got a child with an IQ of 170 and you lower it to 160, nobody's ever known. What happens if you have a child with an IQ of 80 and you lower it to 70? And, of course, there have been extensive studies on this in China and other countries. Fluoride lowers intelligence. And, of course, that's one reason why the Nazis put this into the water supply in the occupied areas of during the Second World War, and why the communists added fluoride to the water in the Gulag, because, of course, they wanted to lower the intelligence and lower the aggressiveness of people and their willingness to respond. And they sort of became sort of like zombies. They were unconcerned about what was going on. And then, of course, fluoride increases the incidence of cancer. There's studies that definitely show that it increases the incidence of osteogenic sarcomas in boys.
Especially in boys, isn't it?
Right.
The bone cancer. Why do so many things like mercury and fluoride and things attack men worse than women? Other medical doctors have told me it's just the bottom line thing they've known for thousands of years. Women are more hardy on average and have stronger toxicity, load, capacities, blood-brain barriers associated with our engineering by the Creator because women have to go through childbirth?
I think that's it. I think God designed women actually to be able to resist disease longer than men. You know, they live 5 or 6 years on average longer than men do. And part of it is because, of course, they lose iron every month. They're much healthier because they lose iron. When you have too much iron in your system, why you become more susceptible to both cancer and infections. And God designed it, protects women because they have a monthly period, and they lose iron and other toxins at that time. So, and this is why, of course, you know, 2 or 3 centuries ago, men used to get blood because, pardon me, they were bled. They would actually go to the barber shop. Remember those barber poles with the red and white on them? Because the barbers were the bleeders.
And by the way, they're bringing leeches and bleeding back. Of course, you're a medical doctor, but that's in the major journals. They're now finding there's something to being bled.
There absolutely is. The iron is what gets us into all sorts of problems. And we have too much iron and it predisposes to diseases, infections, and, of course, to cancer. But let's get back to the fluoride. First, there was Dr. Dean Burke. I talked to him before he died. He was chief of the chemotherapy at the National Cancer Institute. He was there for 30 years doing research. And in the studies they did, comparing communities with fluoridated water and those with non-fluoridated water, why there was about 40% more cancer in the areas where they had fluoridated water than the areas where you had unfluoridated water. And, you know, because if you look at what's happened to the incidence of cancer, back at the beginning of the last century, in the early 1900s, why, of course, 1 in 33 people got cancer. Today, 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women get cancer. Then, of course, it's much more than water fluoridation, it's the vaccines, it's the fluoride, it's the mercury, it's the aspartame, it's so many, it's the other products that we are given that they know are decrease immunity, and of course, when they lower our immune response, we become much more susceptible to cancer.
And let's be clear, though, going back to fluoride before we move on, it is in one famous Pulitzer Prize-winning book on World War II. The Soviets and the Germans did it. They knew, of course, with mercury, with fluoride, because they had so many spills of it in the Industrial Revolution, it had been heavily studied, and these are in all the documents, so they knew what these were doing. They knew that even if you don't drink water with fluoride, if it's sprayed on crops, it goes through the skin, gets into the cell walls of the plant. They know that when you wash in it, it absorbs through the skin, and they brag. This is the ultimate chemical weapon because the particles are so small that most filters, most systems cannot stop it. So even if you're drinking filtered water that doesn't have it in it, you are still getting it. It is just so diabolical. And understand, it is a fact. They put it in there. That's why IQs have dropped in the U.S. That's why all these diseases have gone up, as Dr. Monteith is saying. I just don't want to glaze over earth-shaking information he is giving you. And look, you can hate me, police. You can hate me, military. I know most military actually loves me. You can hate me, but I love you. Even though I get mad at you, I'm telling you, this is real. You owe it to yourself and your family to not believe me, but to check it out. And you're going to find out it's all true and worse than we could even describe. I mean, Dr. Monteith, we have so much knowledge on this subject because we eat, drink, and sleep this, you for 40-something years, me for 15, on air 13, that the frustration they hear in the energy is because we're not giving them one-tenth. We can't. There's too much. Do you agree with that statement?
I agree with you totally. I mean, the story is so fantastic. You know, I sometimes find it hard to believe, and yet I know it's true because, you know, we have the scientific studies that go into the background. Certainly, what they've done with iodine, I mean, we used to have all of our salt was iodized to protect us and protect our thyroid. Well, they've taken the iodine out of about half the salt. It used to be in our bread, it used to be in our milk. They've taken it out there. And so, most people are deficient in iodine. Now, what does that have to do with the fluoride? Well, very simply, because when you fluoridate the water, and we should never be taking fluoride, there's no safe level of fluoride. Now the fluoride competes with the iodine to get it into the thyroid gland. And this is one reason why many people are having thyroid problems.
Calcification, it attacks all the glands.
Right. And specifically the thyroid, and because most people are deficient in iodine, then the fluoride gets in there and, of course, destroys the function of the thyroid. And we have literally tens of millions of Americans who are hypothyroid here in the United States.
Yeah, let's be clear. Iodine, and you're a medical doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, resides in high concentrations naturally in the thyroid, involved in its metabolic relay and system, and then regulating the rest of the hormones or large sections of the different endocrine system, if that's correct. And so then what happens is they on purpose take the iodine out, knowing it was blocking their movement to insert the fluoride. So there you have them caught red-handed again. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And the thing is, most people don't understand this. Most Americans are deficient in iodine. Because the fluoride they're putting into our water, more ability to attack the thyroid gland and produce illness and hypothyroidism.
Stay there, sir. Stay there. We're going to come back and more into this with Dr. Monteith, RadioLiberty.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Just a program note, we're getting all these phone calls asking what the big Ron Paul announcement was today. Well, if you tuned in yesterday here, you would have heard what the big announcement was before it was made. I didn't have any inside sources, I just knew what it would be. A press conference with other third-party candidates saying he wants to throw the Ron Paul revolution behind the Libertarian Party behind the Constitution Party, and Bob Barr snubbed him and didn't show up. Bob Barr, man. A lot of you are getting sucker punched by him. That guy is not trustworthy. NRA board member, gun grabber. People are going, wait, I thought he's pro-gun. NRA is a gun control group meant to pacify gun owners. I've just had it with Barr, Mr. CIA. So we told you here first what the big announcement was. There it was. Going back to Dr. Stan Monteith, RadioLiberty.com, great radio broadcaster in his own right, documentary filmmaker, author. We'll tell you how to get his book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, before he leaves us today. Okay, continuing with the discussion, I want to just throw a preemption out here. Because, folks, I know how you've been preconditioned. When we talk about going from 1 in 33 with cancer to 1 in 2, that's official government numbers, or when we talk about how they're poisoning us and killing us by design for population control and so they don't have to pay out Social Security, people say, but we live longer. We live longer. Women live to 77 and women and men live to 75. You ever been to an old cemetery? But I pulled the actual numbers and seen the statistics on this. You ever been to an old cemetery? We got a family cemetery in East Texas. About half of them in there are under the age of 5. Half the graves in there are children. Now, if you made it past 10, had your immune system, beat all those bugs, you were tough stuff, and then you'd see everybody living to 75, 80, 90, 100. I had a great-grandmother who lived to be 103. My wife's great-grandfather was the guy on Johnny Carson, the Kansas farmer. He lived, I think, 109. The point is there were lots of 100-year-olds just everywhere. Now, Dr. Monteith, of course, knows those statistics as well. So, see, they average the fact that there was high infant mortality and high levels of children dying into the larger number to claim people only lived to be, you know, 65 or 60. Or in the time of the founding fathers, infant mortality was more like 50%, you know, by the time they hit 3. So they say, oh, people only lived to be 40. Well, no, the average was about 81. And I've seen studies on this in the 1770s, 1780s, and 90s, if you made it past 10. Correct, Dr. Monteith?
Well, certainly we've, absolutely. We have a much lower infant mortality now. Our children are living, and now we have antibiotics. And certainly many, many things have done prolong the longevity of our people. But, of course, if you look at the world statistics, America is about 40th. As far as longevity is concerned, and the average American has never heard that. People in other countries like Japan live a lot, I shouldn't say a lot longer, but several years longer than they live here in the United States. And many other countries have a higher longevity than we do in the United States. And it partly is because we have so many people die of cancer, and they're dying unnecessarily because of the things that they're doing to us. But it's all about population control. In fact, we have a wonderful 4-tape set. It's an interview over with Dr. Dunnigan, who back in 1969 heard Dr. Richard Day, who subsequently gone to his unjust reward, but at that time he was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, who talked to a group of doctors in 1969 saying, look, there's too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something, or can we hold the treatments for cancer? We're going to create new diseases.
Stay there. I want to talk about holding back treatments for cancer with Dr. Stan Monteith.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.